Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the day offs. I can't believe I'm dead.
Well, that's straight noisy game.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from New York, the day offs, and a track called I Can't Believe I'm Dead. They have new material out right now. You can find out more via their SoundCloud page, Tony, which is
soundcloud.com/the day offs.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the Internet Neil, and there is a comprehensive review of all things the day offs on that page. I say that now because I'm going to be a bit website all over the place this week, Tony.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I don't know whether you heard the sad news that Jana Novotná died today.
Is that the tennis player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
49 years old, died after a long battle against cancer, and she was a tennis player who, in the UK, was famous for, in the 1993... Wimbledon final, bursting into tears when she lost to Steffi Graf.
Right.
And became like a nation's sweetheart for a while, because we were all a bit emotional at that point. And then she did eventually go on to win it in 1998, and it was all fantastic, and she was a lovely lady, and she's much missed.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. And I know that's a bit of an odd RIP to do in this year of rock and roll death, because obviously we had Malcolm Young this week, last week as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, not long at all, was it? A couple of days ago.
Yeah, for those about to rock, we salute him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Right then. So anyway, that's a bit of death. Now,
well,
some jokes.
Okay.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Fred's done this week, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, and hello to Fred, all the way from, now, formerly Linköping in Sweden, but we don't know where he is now, do we, other than he lives in the woods, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, Fred sent us a joke. Fred's very good at sending us jokes. And British and American people listening, indeed anyone listening with English as a first language, you are currently being put to shame by a Swedish dude. Here goes. And he goes, hello, Paulie. I've got another random joke for you. Oh, it's more death, in fact.
Oh, great.
After dying in a car crash, three friends go to heaven for orientation. They are all asked the same question. When you are in your casket and friends and family are mourning over you, what would you like to hear them say about you? The first guy immediately responds, I'd like to hear them say that I was one of the great doctors of my time and a great family man. The second guy says, I'd like to hear that I was a wonderful husband and school teacher who made a huge difference in our children of tomorrow. The last guy thinks a minute and replies, I'd like to hear them say, look, he's moving.
Nice.
Cheers, Fred. If you've got a better joke than that, you might have, please do email Paulie B, that's PAULYB, at punkyradio.com, and we'll read it out on the show. Tony, now, you might remember, well, you will remember, I'd hope, that we are going to be featuring some tracks this week again from the compilation To the Outside Everything. That's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And we will be playing five in a row, kind of, later on in the show. But first up, we're going to play something else new. And this is something else we're going to the States for. This time, Nashville indie punk. B-52's inspired in some ways, I'd say, Tone.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, you like it so far, don't you?
I do.
A band called Lady Shark. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Lady Shark's website?
LadyShark.com.
LadyShark Band.com. Paulie B Internet 1, Tony 1. I don't know whether LadyShark.com is anything different.
All right, yeah.
Might be worth a look. But yeah, LadyShark Band.com. Think you'll like these, Tony. They've got a new album out right now, and we're going to play a track from it now. In classic style, Tony, you know how we like to play track two from an album, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. We've got a good history with track two. And this is track two from the latest album. This is Never Grow Up. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lady Shark, Never Grow Up. Find out more about them at LadySharkBand.com. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. I think we are now 6 away from 1,000. We're getting there one by week. Well, one every week
we
is
are.
Fine.
It's one a week, is it? We're up to 994, are we now?
We are, yes. We get in there. Yeah, get in touch, send us a comment. Got a couple this week.
No.
Yeah.
Just before you start.
Mm.
from 992 to 994, I'd go as far as to say it's a Facebook growth spurt.
Yeah, pretty much. We have been hanging around the 1990s for quite a while, or 990s rather. 1990s would be a dream. So we've got a few comments. So I think they're all stemming from the same bit of last week's show. Christine Pierce has been in touch.
Has she really? Well, yeah. She's in touch with me daily, it seems.
She does say, worth my pestering, don't you think? Great podcast. She was originally got in touch with about, was it the BC experiment, I think, wasn't it?
It was the BC experiment and their lovely Radio 4 tea time number.
There you go. And the BC experiment have left us a comment as well to say, happy to take Punky Radio back to their roots with the sweariest song ever. Let the Duke's Arms, hello Duke's Arms, and the Lilacs, hello the Lilacs, know we're on our way.
That's a great comment, because that saved me having to ask you to do it later.
Yeah, you did respond, saying sweariest song ever. It was up against the Beach Boys' You Can't and Alien Sex Feed's BBFC for that title, but from memory, and that's just from memory of what we've played ourselves, but it's a bold claim nonetheless. It is a bold claim.
It is a bold claim, and it is particularly sweary, and if you'd like to find out what we're talking about right now, you'll have to listen to last week's show.
I think the sweariest song in a while would be safe to say that.
The sweariest song in a while is certainly a title we can give them.
Exactly. And finally, Jimbo Loverug's been in touch.
Oh, really?
What a way to close the show. Well, Jimbo Loverug, what a name. Shame I still can't play to my mum. Could make a bleeped version, but it would end up sounding like a car alarm having a fight with a smoke detector.
Jimbo Loverug. Now, I'm not sure he'd make it into the Punky Radio Star Wars film along with Seth Catmilker.
No.
But I reckon he could do. I reckon Jimbo Loverug could get there.
I think he could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. That's it then for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook. Tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, well, so now, as threatened, To the Outside Everything is a new compilation out by Cherry Red featuring approximately 100 post-punk tracks from 1978 to the very early 80s. I think that's right.
Okay.
And, what we're doing is we've picked our top 20 tracks and we're playing them over 4 weeks. We started last week, didn't we? But in a strange Punky Radio mild quirkiness, we're doing it in alphabetical order. And because it's the ones I picked rather than alphabetical over the 100, in the second week, we're already up to M, Tony.
Okay.
And this will have a lot to do with the fact that a lot of the bands started with the.
Ah, yeah.
You see? So, so we're going to play two tracks now. Listen out for Modern English, who we'll talk about after this. But first up, a band. Now, I was under the illusion that all the bands that were on this compilation were British. But no, they're all bands that featured in the British indie chart, largely. The indie chart in the NME was a big deal for many years. And it was the alternative to the chart. And bands could sell a lot of records and still not get it to the top of the indie charts in those days. A little bit different now. But this band, Marine, Tony, were all the way from Belgium. Okay. And they got on the NME Indie Top 10 in, I believe, 1981 with the track we're about to play now. I don't know a lot about them. There isn't a website for them. So what about me asking you what the Cherry Red website is for a point, Tony?
Cherryred.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet Neil, and this is Life in Reverse.
Thank you. Joe.
You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Modern English and a track called Swans on Glass. Now, you didn't hear the whole thing there. We did once again fade out. It's 4.5 minutes long, but we don't really like playing anything over 4 minutes, so we faded that out. There is an extra bit to it.
Okay.
All right. What is Modern English's website?
ModernEnglishBand.com?
ModernEnglish.me. ModernEnglish.me. And because they're still going, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
Founded in Colchester, and they've split up and got back together on various occasions. Not many years after the track you just heard, Swans on Glass, they actually changed their sound quite a lot, got a bit more keyboard heavy, and got a bit more like Duran Duran sort of thing. I remember Modern English in the 80s, and I remember not liking them very much.
Okay.
But I would have liked them at this point when they were still post-punk, and they've gone on and changed and morphed over the years, Tony, and they're still going. And they were threatening new material last year, but I don't know whether it materialised.
Right, okay.
But anyway, worth further research, I would say, if you did like that track. Tony, did you do anything last week?
No. Right. No.
Well, I didn't do what I was hoping to, but I did do something else surprising. Or okay. Only vaguely surprising, I suppose. I was hoping to go and see You Want Fox at that there venue that we don't know much about.
Yeah, JT Saw.
They did, however, I noticed, a pre-gig, one of them FaceTime live things.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which was quite funny, where they were talking about the gig. And someone had left a comment in the sections underneath saying, how did you cope without a lady's toilet?
Yeah.
So JT Saw does, it would appear it's still a little primitive. And Matt, lead singer, said, when I went for a wee, I hovered.
Right.
You girls are a talented lot. What I did instead, however, was I went out Friday night. I went to the Lion, not knowing what was on down there, which is a pub down the road from me. And there was a band on called The Score. I don't know whether you've ever seen The Score, Tony.
From Kirkby and Ashfield.
What, sorry?
With Kirkby and Ashfield.
I don't know.
There was a band in Kirby called The Score.
Well, I didn't see them from the start, but They did just fantastic covers. Okay. A lot of which were kind of in keeping with what we've been playing recently. A lot of late 70s, early 80s chart hits, such as one of the ones that stood out was they did a brilliant version of London Calling.
Right.
But when me and my mate Martin walked in, we didn't get in until late, we didn't get down until about 10 o'clock. But when we went in, they were playing some Bad Manners stuff, and they did loads of good stuff, and it was really brilliant, and I was really enjoying it, and everyone in there was really dancing and getting into it. There was a great atmosphere in there, and then people continued to enjoy it towards the end of the second set, when the last three tracks they played were frankly awful, when they suddenly did a Snow Patrol number. Imagine my ire.
Oh dear.
After what we've been having going on that there internet with Snow Patrol.
Yeah, we've got beef.
Suddenly play that, and you know what? All the people that had been jumping about and dancing to other things stopped and sang it with them.
Okay.
I can't even bring myself to remember what it was. I blocked it almost immediately, and it completely ruined my night.
Yeah, that's what they do, really.
It didn't ruin everyone else's, I must say. You know, the band were great. What on earth? I mean, there's that theory, isn't there, about French gardeners don't like English gardeners because English gardeners want perfection, and French gardeners argue that you can't see beauty without ugliness, so they all have a big prominent compost heap in their gardens so that you can tell the rest is fantastic. This Snow Patrol track for me was the compost heap, but it was such an overbearing compost heap it ruins the garden.
Right.
Bad The Score, naughty The Score, in your bed.
Yeah, there used to be a band called The Score. They played the Guitar Mill, and I think we see them. And I seem to remember them being on Punk and Disorderly, but I can't remember if I'm dreaming that or not. We certainly had something to do with them.
Really? I don't remember.
But it might
about
just be a completely different band.
I think it might have been a completely different band.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we'd have had a covers band on.
Right. Possibly. Anyway, we probably
have
maybe just saw them,
won't we?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the thing I did last week. Anyway, and I did have a lot of fun. It was good. And they were great, other than the end of the second set, which, frankly, I never want to discuss again under any circumstances.
No need for that.
Something I do want to discuss under any circumstances, Tony, is the band we're going to play next. Now, this is going to be a bit weird, because I'm going to tell you about them, then I'm going to read something about them from someone, and then we're going to play them, all right?
Okay.
So this band, the Modettes, we're from London. They feature on the Cherry Red compilation that we're on about. I'm going to tell you the track right now. It's called White Mice, right? The reason I'm telling you that now is there is a video online of the Modettes, right, which is White Mice. I think it came out in 1978. They featured one former member of the Slits. It is the most brilliantly 80s thing you will ever see, or very late 70s, early 80s. I'm now thinking this might have been 1980 this came out. The most 80s thing you'll ever see. The hair, the clothes, the dancing, the production, the video, everything is just pure of its time. The only thing that really stands the test of time, arguably, is the song itself, which is fantastic. So that's that. I'm now going to ask you for their website in advance. Got any ideas?
modets.co.uk?
No, I can't find anything at all. So we'll just have no point there and keep it to all right. I couldn't find anything by them. But now for a comment. This is an additional piece of additional material. Now, when I was looking for the modets online, one of the things I do as a default, if I can't find them on Google, is go to Facebook and see if they've got like a fan page or something, right?
Hmm.
I couldn't. When I typed in modets to Facebook, the first thing that came up was a comment by my friend Janine, right?
No,
not expecting at all. She's a lovely woman, Janine, and she's very stylish. She's always looked brilliant. She's in some go-go dancing band in London now called the Actionettes. I first met her when she did the cloakroom at the Cosmic Comedy Club in the 90s, and she's just spectacularly beautiful and brilliant. And here goes with Janine's comment. This was the first thing that came up on Facebook about the modets. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here goes. Saw the modets as support on one of my first dates. Returning to the dance floor for the headliners, we realised they were called Fourth Reich and had the entire audience Zeke-heiling. Beating a hasty retreat from the venue, I took a bottle full in the face from an angry punk who'd been refused entry. My date dragged me away, only to be mugged 50 yards down the road by a skinhead who threatened to rip his fucking trousers off if he didn't give him 20 quid. Just the best comment ever.
Wow.
Yeah, kids, if you think you have it hard now, right, when we were going to see bands in the 80s, it was very, very different.
Bloody hell.
That, what a brilliant comment, though. I'm going to rip your fucking trousers. I now like to know what trousers he was wearing. I'm going to let Janine know that she's featured on this show and see if we get any follow-up to the comment, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, this is Modette's White Mice.
Young lady.
So you're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should point out that I'd normally say this at the start, but that was obviously in the From the Vault section. But because it's in among five songs that are From the Vaults, it slipped my mind. But that devil from the, it's a massive, it's a five strong From the Vaults this week.
Excellent.
With a sixth encore at the end of the show. Well, then, Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yep. Another week, more gigs. If you do have gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how you watch them play. You pop me a Facebook event in the email. You may qualify for this week's Punky Radio Gig of the Week. Still going strong, 5 weeks now. So do email me if you have a gig. So I've got two gigs this week. First up, the Bleach Boys are playing again this week at the Red Lion in Stevenage.
We are in danger of making the Bleach Boys shut down if we keep mentioning them.
Well, yeah, but I can't help but mention them.
Of course not. But yeah, the Red Lion in Stevenage is a great venue to see bands as well. It's normally free entry.
And it's the 23rd, I think that's Thursday. Yes, Thursday night. They're with the Funeral Shakes and Dwar Padres. There you go.
Well, I don't know, Tony. How's it spelled?
D-O-I-S.
Yeah.
Dos? Dwars?
Well, what's the second word? D-O-I-S what?
That's it, that's the first word. D-O-I-S, yeah. Padres. You'd just call them Dwar, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think you're absolutely right, Tony.
I'll go for that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's it. So that's Thursday night. It doesn't say how much, so yeah, I reckon you're probably right, free entry.
I think yeah, a lot of gigs at the Red Lion are free.
Yeah, these days aren't they, in pubs. And from Friday night, now, this is, I've put this in for the Punky Gig of the Week, but Wonky are on tour at the moment.
Oh, are they? Brilliant.
Yeah, they're doing the, they've been touring around Germany, and then they're now doing the UK on their She Goose tour. So they've got the gigging all over the place. So if you do want to see Wonky Unit, do check their Facebook out, facebook.com/Wonky Unit. But this Friday, the 24th, they're playing the Hairy Dog in Derby. Plus guests is £7. Do check them out. Again, Wonky Unit, highly recommended. Could not recommend them more.
No, absolutely superb live.
They really are getting just strength to strength. So do, if you haven't seen them, check them out. If you have seen them, check them out again.
Now, as you know, we do unite fans and bands across the lands, Tony.
We do.
And Wonk Unit featured in a comment I made on another thread this week when I responded to a very good stand-up comic called Mick Ferry asking about there being comedy on at the Manchester Punk Festival next April. And they are having a stand-up comedy show on the Saturday afternoon, which I have not been approached to perform at, Tony.
Oh, dear.
But it does look good. And Mick brought up when he performed at the Morecambe Punk Festival, which was Wasted before it was Rebellion, which was the thing that I booked. And we had a fantastic time when we were there. It was really, really good. So I hope that Manchester Punk Festival comedy show goes well as well. The Manchester Punk Festival is next April and it's just brilliant. It's going to be great. And Wonk Unit are on, which is why I brought that up.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's that. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Boo! Doing a bit out of sync there, mate. My fault, not yours. Okay. We're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Occult Chemistry. First up, a band called Not Sensibles, who, now, again, something that rocked up this week. Not Sensibles did a track called I'm in Love with Margaret Thatcher in 1979, which was a satirical bite on the political culture as it was at that time.
Right.
That was then, there was a campaign to re-release it up against Ding Dong the Witch is Dead, where Margaret Thatcher died.
Right, okay.
Yeah, which I just noticed today. Not Sensibles, however, that's not the track we're playing. They were formed in Burnley, and I think this track came out in 1981. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to know is, Tony, they do have a website. What is Not Sensibles' website?
Notsensibles.co.uk.
Notsensibles.com. Unlucky. Paulie B, Internet 3, Tony 2. This is I Am the Bishop.
Lucky Pants.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called, a band called Occult Chemistry and a track called Fire. Occult Chemistry, Tony, were a one-off EP project in 1980. And right. They were spawned from another band. And there's not a website for them, but there is a website from one of the guys who was in the other band. So rather than do the points here, we'll keep the points the same and I'll just tell you the website, all right?
Yep.
So it's glencarmichael.co.uk, glencarmichael.co.uk, glencarmichael.co.uk/music/occult, and you can find out a bit about them there. The EP was four tracks. The track we played was Fire. Can you guess the names of the other three?
Earth, Wind and Jeff.
Good idea. That would be a brilliant tribute band. I think it was Earth, Air and Water.
Oh, okay, that makes much more
the
sense.
Earth, Wind and Jeff, I now want to see. In fact, Tony, you know, we were talking about getting a new band together and I wanted to call them Angry Daddios, and then we came up, we'd maybe have another name for them last week.
Yeah.
I think Earth, Wind and Jeff could be brilliant.
Keep that, we'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, anyway, that was Occult Chemistry and Fire. I just wish that they'd been called Earth, Wind and Jeff. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so, no.
Well, me neither, as it goes. You know, we've been busy, haven't we? I'm taking it easy this week. I'm thinking of cleansing myself inside and out.
Okay, what with?
I don't know, soap.
Okay, not some kind of like juice diet or a caffeine enema.
No, I'm not doing one of the things you do, Tony.
No, it's caffeine enema Wednesday, isn't it?
I want
it,
to cleanse
week?
Myself inside, really. I just have a really hot curry.
Fair point.
And cleanse myself outside. But no, I meant more sort of tidying the house up and not being stupid.
Cool.
But hey, so we'll just crack on, shall we?
Let's do that.
Yeah, next band this week from Boston, Massachusetts, Tony, with a new album out, a band we have played on the show before, but I don't think we played anything off this latest album. They came via Slovenly Records, and hello to Joe at Slovenly. Band called The Messieurs, Tony.
Okay.
What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Messieurs?
It is. Messieurs being the French spelling Monsieurs. Facebook.com/The Messieurs, making it Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 3. That is how we roll. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Messieurs and How We Roll. We will be playing another track from them before Christmas, almost certainly.
Cool.
Now, my question for you is, do you have a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. But just before you do it, that does mean that after waiting all this time, I still can't twat either Robert Mugabe or Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah.
Been waiting a long time to do that. And it looks like Mugabe's finally going to go. As an aside, a comic called Ian Cognito famously said that Robert Mugabe's name backwards was Ebar Gum Trebor, so he could not be trusted. As another aside, Charles Manson's driver was called Linda Kasabian, and that's where Kasabian get their name from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but you might remember the first time we mentioned Kasabian was when we did our show Punk and Disorderly on Mansfield 10 Cock, and I called them Kasabian, and you had to correct me.
How times have changed.
I know, yeah, I'm still not cool. Right then, so what have you got?
So yeah, so thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All trusted with thanks, all emails responded to. Okay, so this week, Nez Coy has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
Been a while. He says, yes. Hi, Tony. I would like to nominate the Queen as a twat. She has everything she could possibly need. She can have anything she wants, and yet she still invests her cash in offshore accounts that either avoid tax or fund the mad, bad, and dangerous of this world.
I'm not having it, Tony. The Queen has a go. Philip, could you stick a load of money in the Caymans? She hadn't done that. It was like, it's people investing money on her behalf that she'd know nothing about, innit?
I thought it was more Charles, but yeah, it was a
people investing the royal family's money or estate in other stuff. They don't know where it's going. But go on, Nez, I like you. Come on, let's hear it.
She allowed her own personal fortune to be managed by a crook, otherwise known as the Duchy of Lancaster, who has invested in the places normally frequented by drug barons, tax avoiders, and other financial scoundrels. So for that reason, Elizabeth Windsor from London is a right royal twat. That's all the best from Nez.
And this on the occasion of her 70th birthday to Philip.
Yes, yes. Platinum anniversary, wasn't it? I think. Is that right? Platinum? Could be.
Mate, 70 years. It's a long one.
It is long.
It might be why they've stayed together.
Hey.
Tony, I cannot get involved in this. Okay. I'm not about to twat the Queen. Well. But you're more of a Republican than I am. So I'm happy, for the first time ever, if you want to do a singular twat and then do something with your voice so it sounds like there's two of you.
Can we instead... We could instead twat the guy managing the fund, because I agree, I think they put their money in funds and they manage badly, so I would more twat this Duchy of Lancaster.
Well, the Duchy of Lancaster is a thing. Do you want to twat a thing? I mean, is this the compromise we're doing here?
I think that's what we should do, yeah.
Well, I'm happy to do that, Tony.
Okay.
I'm not sure how Nez will feel about this. It's controversial.
I know.
But all right then. If you'd like to twat the Duchy of Lancaster for badly investing the Queen's money, if you think Nez will be happy with that, then we can go with it.
Okay. So for badly investing the Queen's money, the Duchy of Lancaster from legal entities land
is a twat. I think you just did that because you didn't want any more editing this week.
Yeah, please do.
Right, anyway, Nez, yes, absolutely fair enough. And I'm sorry if we let you down that we haven't actually twatted the Queen. I know that God Save the Queen and the royal family in general and everything else, you're not supposed to like the royals if you're in any way punk. But you know what? I've always liked them, Tank.
I don't mind them. I don't mind them at all.
I think they give more than they take.
Yep.
For example, they took India, but they gave back India and Pakistan, ultimately. You know, it's a two for one, Tone. It's a two for one. and arguably Bangladesh. Now, no, look, right, so anyway, we don't need to talk about this at any length at all. It's done. Nez, if you're unhappy with the twatting, we're happy for you to retwat.
There you go.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
There's a long list of the people in that Paradise Papers. Twat a lot of them, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the ones that knew what they were doing, I think, are a bigger deal than the ones that would have blissfully had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And it is another from the vaults. Kind of, as threatened. But Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Tony, who were born out of the New York Dolls, only ever got one proper studio album out, and it was called LAMF. John Robb, our mate John Robb, has described it as arguably the first ever punk album. The reason I bring this up is because they weren't happy with the original recording of it. It's been remastered, and we're hoping everybody now likes it. I certainly do. Absolutely brilliant album. Johnny Thunders and Heartbreakers, bizarrely, don't really have a website, Tony, as such.
Okay.
You can find out more about them by Walter Lure, who was a member of the band. Walter Lure, Tony, who, not long after Punky Radio started, we got some recordings from a German label, one of which was an album by Walter Lure, and we did play a track by him.
Okay.
So the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sang bass, Mama Santana. So we're going to play it anyway.
Okay, cool.
We're going to play a track from it. Really good track. Loads of good songs on it. No, it'll be Chinese Rocks. And Born to Lose, Tony. Born to Lose has been covered by a lot of bands. But interestingly, Soft Cell covered Born to Lose.
All right.
Yeah, how about that? But that's not the track playing either. So the track that we are playing right now, we're going to play right now. It's ended Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3 this week, which I think is fair.
That's fair enough.
Get off the phone. That's about the size of it, Tony. I think we've just about got away with it this week. I think that's been a pretty good show, hasn't it?
It's felt like it to me, yeah.
I will just mention again the To The Outside Everything compilation, Cherry Red Records, cherryred.co.uk. It's all things post-punk. And as Christmas approaches, if you have any, if for our younger listeners, maybe your dad or even your granddad, anyone between the ages of about 40 and 60, I reckon, are going to really, really like it. Maybe invest in it as a Christmas present. It's about £30. It's a bit more than the other one, Tony. It's about £30.
Okay.
I say the other one, like anyone know what we're talking about there. That was Action Time Vision, which was a brilliant £25. Also, if you are an older listener and you are between the age of about 40 and about 60, I would say that's about the area of people that are really, really going to like that stuff. Why not buy it for the missus?
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, that's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Wonderful stations, give them a listen if you get a chance. We'll be back in about 7 days, I imagine. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.